I hope that you have all enjoyed your Thanksgiving weeks. Mine was wonderful. I got to be with my mom and my dad, my grandparents, my siblings, and several aunts and uncles and cousins and cousins' kids on our big Thanksgiving big Thanksgiving feast, which we always do on Thanksgiving Day at my grandma and grandpa's house. So that was a lot of fun. Nice to have a little bit of a short school week as well. This is the time of the school year where you just pray, Jesus, get me to Christmas. And thankfully, the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas tend to go by quickly. So I'm hoping that this year is no different. It's also been a pretty stacked time for me, pretty busy time for me, because we're getting ready for our big retreat, our big Kairos retreat down at the high school. It's our biggest retreat of the year. It takes an extraordinary amount of preparation. And so I've been slammed, trying to prepare for that. It's good. It's just the nature of the beast. It is what it is. So you're saying all kinds of prayers like, Lord, just make it happen. Lord, there's just not enough time. God, help me to remember everything because I know that I'm going to forget something, right? You know those things where you're just overwhelmed. So it's been a little bit like that for me for the past, at least, well, 2 weeks in particular. But here we are. It's upon us. In fact, it's this afternoon. So this is what's going to be called the five-minute homily. I've never done that before. But I might get it down to that today. So we'll see. Or at least close-ish to 5 minutes. Apologies ahead of time. I seriously will not be able to stay even beyond Mass. I'm going to have to leave immediately, go in my car, and get to DeSales to help set up for the retreat. So preparations. It feels like this week's readings or this Sunday's readings were just like right out of the playbook that I needed to hear. Because inevitably, we all go through those moments where we're like, I've done everything that I can possibly do, and there's still more to be done. There's still more to be done. And we just pray that the Lord is able to provide for all of the things that we can't manage for ourselves. The best that we can do to prepare, one of the greatest ways that we do to prepare, and of course Advent season is a perfect time to do that. You know, as Christians, as Catholics, we kind of skip the New Year's resolution thing because the beginning of the year for us is Advent. So we get our Advent resolution instead of our New Year's resolution. And our Advent resolution is this great moment where we do get to start over, which, right, is also one of those saving graces of your school days. Right, in those times where, and school is a great example, where we get down to the wire and we're just nose to the grindstone. It's hard. We're getting through it, and there's just, we don't have enough done. And one thing we know, it will come to an end. And that is an extraordinary grace to have in mind. And when we get to the end of the semester, the quarter of the school year, we inevitably say this: next semester, it's going to be different. I'm going to do it different next time. I'm going to stay ahead of my work next time. I'm going to make sure that I get all of my ducks in a row next time so I don't have to feel the crunch. And does it ever change? It never changed for me. It was always the same. It was just sort of, there's nonetheless grace in being able to start over again, to try again, knowing perhaps that we may be in the same position at the end of next semester. We may still find ourselves in crunch time, but God is so gracious that he gives us renewal in sort of the next lap, right? The ability to start over. For us to be in this time of preparation, I'll offer this simply. A great prayer to pray. If we want to be prepared for anything, of course, we know this is true in our lives, normal lives, but especially in our life of faith. If you want to be prepared for anything, you got to have a vision. You simply have to know what you're preparing for. As Jesus said, we don't always know when it will come, but we do know that it will come, but we can't be ready for it if we don't see it. I was driving home really late Wednesday night because I was printing off a lot of stuff and getting things ready for this retreat, and I just said, you know what, I got to go. It's time to go home. I got to see my family. It's Thanksgiving. So I got home really late Wednesday night, and my mom and dad were already in bed. And when I get home really late, my mom and dad are already in bed, I do what any considerate son would do, and I just creep my way into the house to make no noise. And I've done this a lot in my life. Well, I was a good kid. I'm not saying, I didn't mean to say it that way, but I know how to walk through that house. I've been walking through it for 32 years. And so I know which floorboards creak and which steps creak and which doors creak. I know how to work my way through there without making any noise. And so this was no different. Slid in through the front door, and it's always like when you're supposed to be quiet that you suddenly realize how loud your coat is, you know? And how loud your bags, your duffel bag and your backpack and everything. So I'm just loaded up. It's classic. You know, you come in with all the things. You're determined to take one trip, and so you actually grow a third arm when you're coming in for that door because you have to grab everything. And so here I am, all packed and loaded to bring everything home for Thanksgiving break and trying to just sneak into the house. Now, as it turns out, my bedroom is next door to my mom and dad's, so I have to be really quiet. And so I'm making my way down the hall in pitch black on the way to my door, but I have so many things in my hand that I can't just simply walk through the door, because if I do, I'll knock a bunch of stuff, make a lot of noise, and I gotta be silent. So I actually have to kind of like turn around and back through my door. It was all calm, cool, collect. It was going so well. And then I turned around and I went right into the door jamb, right here, the middle of my forehead. And it wasn't one of those just little, you know, sometimes you just bump a wall. And then other times it sounds about twice as bad as it was. This was one of those where the sound just like echoed. It was suddenly there was reverberation in the hallway. I don't know how it came, but suddenly there's caverns, right? And it just went off into the distance. And I hit my head so hard it like ricochets a little bit. And you're like, ah, this was the very thing that I was trying not to do. And I just made this extraordinarily loud sound, and I'm sure they woke up. They probably woke up when I came in the door, but at any rate, I knew what I needed to do. I was even prepared for it because I've done it so many times. And I just missed it. Just went, and if you receive communion from me today, you'll see there's still a red mark right here, right in the square middle of my forehead. I just hit the door jamb. You see, preparedness doesn't always guarantee, right, that the thing that we want to happen is going to happen, right? We don't always have control over that in life, and it doesn't matter. You know why I hit my head? Not because I wasn't prepared. I just didn't have the vision. It was dark. And so this is, right, just a kind of a, we'll say, a simple lesson as well. Part of being prepared is not simply doing the thing that we've done 1,000 times, like we know it like the back of our hand, right? Part of being prepared is also saying, Father, I need the vision. You've heard me say this on a couple occasions. Jesus, at every moment of his earthly life, always had the vision. Always, at every moment. So he literally never walked into any situation unprepared. I mean, in his human freedom, he was able to interact with us so beautifully and at certain points, like even be impressed and surprised by the human freedom to make a decision of faith, sometimes in extraordinarily even reckless ways. And Jesus says, several comments in the Gospels of, I'm so amazed. And that's so beautiful, that the way that God is able to do that with us. You know, but he was still God. And he always saw his Father. And so for us as well, right, in this new year, when we get to start over, when we get to ask again, Lord, how are you trying to prepare me? When we'll say the first way to prepare for anything is to see the vision of the end, right? To see what it is we're gunning for. And to make that a specific prayer this Advent. If you don't have something that you already have in your heart, maybe pray this one. Father, show me the vision that you showed your son Jesus, so that I too may receive him as he desires.